Ed White is with us in the studio from Moorabbin Indoor Sports Centre. Speaking of, the man who runs that very, very fine establishment, former Australian basketball legend Mark Bradke is on the line. G'day, Mark.
How are you doing, Ed?
Mark, we're sorry to take you away from the game. We apologise. Hopefully you can watch it while you talk. You can multitask.
I am watching and looking at stats and, quite involved with this game, this series. Very good.
Do you get as excited about the NBA Finals as anyone, Mark?
I think you get excited about any... When you've got the pinnacle of any sport, Grand Finals, Grand Final Series, you get excited. But obviously basketball being close to my heart. But, and plus having two Aussies there. So I don't know really who to go for, to be honest.
Oh, surely you've got someone. You're leaning towards someone.
Well, normally I follow the big guys, but I like what Della Vadova's doing. So, like I said, I'll be happy for either team to win. Like I said, I don't have a favourite team in the States, but, Della's been coming up big today. You know, he's playing well out there, and it's fantastic to see. And LeBron's sort of carrying the whole team. Sometimes they get a little bit stuck. They sit in his hand, and everyone just stands and watches.
Yeah.
So and that's what the strength has been from the Warriors, I've felt so far in the whole season. But the other Warriors are just sort of shooting jump shots. So, it's an interesting battle.
And Mark, Harf brought this up earlier today, so we haven't seen a lot of Bogut in this game here, game three, and he really looked a little bit lethargic, a little bit out of it today, and David Lee's gotten much more the minutes. He's in here at crunch time as well. Do you think is that just a one-off, do you think, with Andrew, or have they kind of made some adjustments towards him or something?
Oh, I'm sure they've made all adjustments. Bogut's a fantastic passer through the post. He really works well there to get, Steph Curry and Thompson, those jumpers, but with a great D from Della Vadova, it's getting harder that way.
Yep.
But I want to see Bogey, I want to see him attack the hoop a bit more. He's only taken three shots today, but David Lee's come off the bench. He's already got 9 points in 10 minutes, and I think that's really been the resurgence for the Warriors, because it felt like that the bigs for the Warriors weren't really trying to score. They were trying to set up their opponents, and then it came out to a jump shooting game, and it's very easy to fall into that trap, and if you're not making it, you think, what else can I do? So Lee has definitely helped them out in that regard, because he's an instant offense. He's always moving, and he's looking to score, where Bogut's more of a passing big man who wants to try and get his teammates involved.
A fairly important play just from Matty Della Vadova, being tackled to the ground, bumped off balance, puts one up, banks it, and takes one to the line as well on Steph Curry.
Unbelievable.
Big play from Matty Della Vadova, who's looking to make that a three-point play and converts there at the line. Back to 4 points for Cleveland. Big plays going on here, Mark.
Hasn't it been great, though, for Della Vadova, for a guy to come from country Victoria, and I was up that way at Ballarat at the weekend with my little guy, and to be doing what he's doing on this world stage and the whole crowd, it seems like, I don't know if we get a biased view from here, but I watch a lot of SportsCenter, and all I talk about is Della Vadova. I ask LeBron, oh, how's Della Vadova going? So it's an amazing that this guy who's battled away, he's not an overnight success, he's battling away, but he's captured the imagination. And I think what all people appreciate is just honest, hard work, working hard. Maybe he doesn't have the talent of a LeBron or a Steph Curry and all that, but you know what? If you put yourself out there and you are willing to commit yourself, back yourself, it is possible.
Have you got the big screens out there at Moorabbin Indoor Sports Centre just locked onto this for all the patrons?
Normally I do, but I'm in the office at the moment, actually, just quietly just watching the game here. But, like I said, so exciting to see two Aussies doing so well.
It is, Mark. It is a remarkable thing. I'm just really excited about that. Now, any sneak peek on anything new down at the center down there? I was down a little while ago. It's a hopping place.
This last weekend was crazy. We had lots of people coming through with the trampolines at Jump Central. But, it's been all good. We've, it keeps me very busy between tennis and netball and soccer and jumping. And then I've got my own life. My kids are going everywhere. My oldest son made the under-16 state basketball team. So
great.
It's like every night I'm out there training somewhere, driving him around. So I'm looking forward to when he turns 18, he can start driving himself. things are going really well.
Good. Just before I let you go, I just wouldn't mind getting your opinion on the situation with the NBL. There's been a shift in the ownership there. Larry Kesselman's come in and taken control of the NBL. A lot of people have had their say on whether or not they think that's a good thing for the competition. Mark, what's your stance on that?
Look, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I've known Larry for quite some time. He's very passionate, and he is committing 100%. So I want to see him do well. I want to see the league do well. It's a great competition. It's a great way to play, and I want to see as many people as possible playing it and watching it. And if Larry's the man to go and bring it through, I'm right behind him. So let's hope that they it all goes smooth. I know they're doing a lot down at United trying to get it all worked out. So, I hope only positive vibes come out of it.
Nice work from you. Well played indeed, and look forward to catching up with you down there at Maribyrn Indoor Sports very, very soon. Thanks, Mark.
Have to come down for a jump or a hit half. Come on, mate.
Yeah. Bad time
maybe
of day.
Maybe a hit of tennis.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea. We could probably do
that's
that.
You and me, huh? We'll
what
do
that.
Think?
We'll go we'll down there, that. And I'll take you down in 636 Lover. Do what we can. Thanks, Mark.
Good man.
Thanks,
good man.
Mark
Bradke, Australian basketball legend, of course, owner of Maribyrn Indoor Sports, who bring Ed White to us every
absolutely
week.
Right. And I should mention also Mark Worthington was going to be in here today, but he called in yesterday and said he had to leave the city to go somewhere else to discuss potential place to play next year.
Oh,
so next year, I think we'll know, next week, I think we'll know what Mark's plans are. And he also has some information on that new Champions League basketball that's been proposed. So I think if Mark comes in next week, finally, we get him in here, he'll be able to share his views on that.
Cavs by
seven
with 1.5 remaining in the last. There's been some huge plays.
Dellavedova with the lob to LeBron with the 3-point play when he could have lost the ball after Curry hit a big three.
Massive three from Curry.
And Dellavedova answers with that. And it just he just continues to make play after play. I love what Mark Bradke said about inspiration to kids out there.
Yep.
To work hard.
Yep.
To recognize being a role player. Dellavedova was a star at St. Mary's, but he realized he wasn't going to be a star in the NBA, and he's worked his tail off to get there and to be there, and when his time came, when he got the call, he is delivered. And that is an incredible lesson of patience, of determination, of knowing where you fit in, being able to subjugate your ego a little bit. I think it's just the lessons are extraordinary.